Spitwads, I've noticed a little bit over the, you know, recent months, I'm not getting the sleep that my body needs, that my body deserves. And I've decided I'm upgrading my mattress, and I am extremely excited because I got a Helix Sleep mattress on the way. And I took a quiz. I went over to Helix Sleep, you know, jumped on the old internet and took a quiz. It took just a couple minutes, and they matched me with a mattress that is for my body type, for my sleep preferences. I ended up, I'm getting the Helix Midnight Lux, and you know I'm getting that cooling cover put on the top because I sleep a little bit warm, and I sleep in a desert where it's hot, so I need all the help I can get. It's just Helix Sleep. Jason, he's telling me all the time, you got to upgrade. You got to get the Helix Sleep mattress. So I have finally taken the jump, and I am very, very excited. And you can too. Just go to helixsleep.com/ballers. You take the 2-minute sleep quiz, and they'll match you to a customized mattress that will give you the best sleep of your life. They stand behind their product. They have a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. They'll even pick it up for you if you don't love it, but you're going to. Helix even has financing options and flexible payment plans, so a great night's sleep is never far away. So join me on this quest for better sleep. Helix is offering up to $200 off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows just for our listeners at helixsleep.com/ballers. That's helixsleep.com/ballers for up to $200 off and 2 free pillows.
What happens when 3 buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Nice.
Okay.
Welcome into the Spitballers.
Okay.
Courtesy of Jason Moore.
Bringing you in with a little vocal drumming.
A little ditty I call the scat.
Which drum were you?
I was the I was the
low hat.
I was the top hat.
The hi-hat?
The hi-hat, there it is.
Oh, yeah. That's usually like a yeah. You were more of a blat tat tat though.
Right, which would be more of the
snare,
which would be more of the snare drum, you know. So
yeah.
So it's, you know, snare and a hi hat and you know, musical. a little kick drum down at one of those.
Okay,
I'm a music man, Mike.
I know.
Very nice. Episode 187. You murdered that scat.
Very nice. I love it.
We are drafting the worst foods to eat in the car. I can't wait for this draft. It's
so ridiculous.
I like drafts that I can visualize. And each, you got 12 picks today, and I'm going to visualize you eating them in the car, and it's going to be funny.
I will say this. I hope that this draft goes as well as how entertained I was thinking of the food.
I'm telling you.
Because making my list, I was like, I had a blast.
And you could almost do this draft in reverse, or in the inverse of it. Like, there are foods that are really good to eat in the car.
Oh, absolutely.
Churros.
Crunchwrap.
So
Crunch?
Oh, yeah. Taco Bell Crunchwrap that are good to eat in the car.
Well, I know it's delicious in the car, but really?
Oh, it's made to eat on the move. It's all wrapped in. It comes in a bag where you don't have to take. Oh, just trust me on this one.
Okay.
Crunchwrap Supreme is a good mobile food.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's fine because Andy's car is covered in cinnamon
churro
sugar.
Dust, yeah. Have you ever not got something because of how messy it will be in the car?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
so certainly. We're drafting the worst items
really
today.
Yeah, there's like, I don't want to eat like big Taco Supremes on the drive.
Okay. I mean, you have the first pick, so.
Yeah. We'll see.
We'll get into it. We have Would You Rather and Is This Real Life on the show today. You can check us out, spitballerspod.com. Support the show. You can also tell your friends. Mike, you are smirking. Are you thinking about the draft?
Is life real? We'll find out.
Oh, so you like the story you're sharing with us?
I just, you know.
You cannot control your smile right now. I can't wait. That's going to be fun. But let's start here.
Would you rather?
All right, Smalls from Patreon. Would you rather have to pay $50 every time you brush your teeth?
Okay.
Or never brush your teeth again and receive $200,000 a year? If you choose the first option, how often do you think you would choose to pay up for a brushing? I love this question because okay. you would be doing some economic decision-making with your teeth.
We got some, got to set some ground rules here.
Yeah.
Mouthwash is out.
Gum?
That's where I was going to say. Yeah, what is the line?
What do you mean?
Well, because the question here is
you can't clean your teeth in any way, shape, or form.
Well, but gum doesn't clean your teeth. Gum just gives you fresh breath.
At least the one out of five dentists agrees.
Gum doesn't matter. You don't have to bring up gum. You can chew gum. You can not chew gum.
Okay. So I can have fresh breath with nasty, rotting teeth.
Correct.
Okay.
And pain from the cavities and plaque everywhere that isn't cleaned up by your Trident and those sales pitches.
What if we found out all you had to do was chew gum?
Oh, and it's big dentist?
What if big dentist... Mm-hmm. They had such a grip on your dental health that it turns out you really only
big,
have...
It's big bristles.
Big... okay.
Courtesy of Al Borland sure. with that one.
What if it turned out... Because we've had the articles come out that big floss was...
What, flossing's bad?
It's just it doesn't do what they say it does.
Really? I have not read such articles.
Oh, yes.
How are you supposed to know whether anything does what it says it does anymore, huh? How are you supposed to figure this out, Mike? Is this real? I know this. I think I've said it on this show. Maybe it was somewhere else. I know for a fact that dentists have conferences with people that are trained to train dentists on how to get you into plans. It's not like your teeth are writing letters to your body saying, every 6 months on the dot, you must clean me. This has been designed for us, right? And maybe... The answer is really every 3 months. Probably not, otherwise we'd be doing it. Maybe it's every 9 months. Maybe it's every 2 years you get a cleaning.
Dentists.
Mike, I don't think you've ever been to a dentist.
I was going
to
say, what if you're riding the lightning over here and you are a one-time-a-day brusher, which I...
You're a morning or
yes,
you're a night.
Yes, I'm a morning brusher. I do not subscribe to Big Floss, but I do have one of those, the fancy...
Flossing
tube. The water pick...
Which yeah. you turned me onto that
as well. Like because after you do it, look, my teeth feel great. I mean, like my mouth feels very fresh in the morning after I hit it with the water and the brushing. But
I've been riding dirty with the old dentist trips.
I haven't been to a dentist in probably 20 years.
So,
and I'm sure, like I feel it. I know there's cavities in here. Don't get me wrong. I know they're there.
There are two ways that you can...
I thought you were... I really,
like
he's really
double
thought
down on
you,
feeling
were just,
great.
You were just fine and you're doing okay and that dentistry is a racket.
No, for the most part...
It's a disaster.
But definitely in the last few years, like every once in a while a bite will come down. You're like, oh yeah.
Yeah, I lost tooth
There's something going on there I should probably have checked out in like the next 20 or so years.
So there are two ways to play it at this point for you, Mike. There is the, can I make it till death? Because that's one way. The other way is...
I've seen dead skeletons. They got teeth.
Right. That's
they're doing just fine.
Wonderful research.
Not in the life department, but in the teeth department.
The other way is you ride this out, but then you end up in a dentist when you're 60, and they're doing so much work. You're doing implants. You're getting them all
yanked.
That's
just dentures. At that, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
You're going to ride it until you're like, take my mouth out, give me a new mouth.
You know how great my teeth will look then?
Pretty perfect.
That's right.
I mean, I can tell you, like, I know people that have had to have so much dental work, and it...
Bad genetics.
I said that, too. It could be.
So,
but what there was an actual question about. So, essentially...
$50.
You have to pay to brush your teeth or never brush your teeth, but you get $200,000.
When I skip a brush, like a brushing.
Right.
Because I'm mostly a once-a-day person, too. I do it at night. And I know everyone's like, all do it twice a day. We're gross.
Oh,
I get it.
No, they don't.
I do it once at night. And if I fall asleep on the couch and I forgot, and I do that, I will notice.
That's the danger of the night brush.
The gums will... Oh, you're right. You're right. It is.
See, I don't sleep through my brushing.
I should probably do it twice a day. But the gums will notice, right?
Right.
And so I'm just thinking that in the context of this $50 fee. Like that's a lot of money.
I can't leave. See, I'm more of a morning brusher. I cannot fathom leaving the house without brushing my teeth. That just is not possible. But if I do that every day, if I say, oh, you know, I'm leaving and I have to brush my teeth, and I don't do it at night, that's $18,250 a year to pay to brush my teeth in the morning every single day. Mm. That is a lot.
And it's more if you're the double brusher. If you wanted to pay for morning and night, obviously.
Alternatively, I have $200,000
right
to cover my dent. What? How much is my dental expenses? $10,000 a year max?
I don't know.
You mean if you don't brush?
Yeah.
It's going to be more
than
that.
It's going to be
more.
Okay. $50,000 every year just on my mouth. Yeah, I'm netting $150,000.
If money's all that matters, sure, but you're a wreck. I mean, you got teeth missing. You got work that needs to be done. I know you joke about dentures. You don't want denture life. Denture life is not a good life. Yeah. Everyone knows. It's like a toupee.
Right.
And then, so you can go pay for implants,
but
that's a lot of pain, and you don't even like needles.
Super buff jaw.
Super buff.
Because you're going to be hitting that gum hard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're going to have like...
I will have gum at all
You'll be
all
able
times.
To flex your jaw muscles.
Do you think Pete Carroll, head coach of the Seattle Seahawks,
yes.
He does not brush his teeth. That's why he's always chewing gum.
That's an interesting question.
And at his age, he's got to have dentures.
If people are chronic gum chewers, is it because they don't want to brush?
I mean, I have never. This is opening my eyes. Al Borland said, "I feel like night brushers are worried about their teeth health. Morning brushers are worried about breath," and that might be true because I can count on one hand how many times I've had gum because of the breath. Is that why people chew gum?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Just to have better breath? You've been that paranoid about your breath?
I have not chewed a piece of gum for a reason other than my breath since Juicy Fruit in the eighth grade. Like, those are delicious. I used to chew gum
for... That was a 7 seconds of
So when someone says, would you like a piece of gum, they offer you a piece of gum.
That means
your
breath stinks.
Oh, they think you're...
No, when someone offers you a piece of gum, that means your breath stinks.
Yes, 100%.
False. I'm just saying, like, if someone's... They're getting a piece of gum out for themselves. That's when they sometimes offer it.
But that's the move.
Right, that is the
move. That's the move. You don't pull out a packet of gum...
Say, you want a piece of gum?
Just because your friend has stinky breath, you have to inception.
Oh, 100%.
You have to get the idea is in their mind, oh, of course I wanted a piece of gum because you're chewing it and it looks delicious.
Oh, want one too? You want one too, bud? I had this out for me, but you want one? No, you don't. Are you sure? Are you sure? Because I got it right here. It's like in my hand already. I'm chewing
it's
it.
This is like 5 cents of gum.
Oh, so delicious. This gum's so good.
Chomp, chomp, chomp.
Chomp, chomp. Here, just take one. Just take one anyways.
If you don't brush at night, that means your breath really stinks in the morning.
Correct.
Because, I mean, it already, people who brush at night, their breath stinks in the morning.
Correct.
So you're cooking up a...
Right.
I think
you've got a mold. You might have mold in your mouth in the morning.
But you made the point. You brush at night, you wake up, you got nasty morning breath.
Yeah. And then I eat and I'm fine.
But at what point is nasty morning breath from brushing? You brush at night, you have nasty morning breath. Compare that against I didn't brush, so I have nasty morning breath. Like, what is the difference? It's unpleasant. It's terrible.
I'm just thinking you've probably. I don't want to smell it. That's
I think
all.
What we're learning here is we should brush our teeth twice a day.
For $100 a day.
Don't buy into big dentistry, man.
No, look.
I expected a tooth to fall out while you said it.
The actual question, there is a no-brainer answer here. I'm taking the $200,000, and I will pay for the dental bills. I'm not paying $20,000 to $40,000 a year to brush my teeth. I will receive $200,000.
What's your price? $10 a brush?
Sure. $10 a brush.
Every other day. Would you go every other day then?
No.
What's your price for every day and how much would you space the 50? Let's say you're locked into 50 times every brush. That's just it. This has now become a situation room. You have to pay 50 times every time you brush. How often do you brush?
I'm skipping weekends.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you're just home.
I'm just home. I'm, you know.
So you're $250 a week.
Yeah.
One brush a day.
That's right. That's right. That's why
you got to pay an extra $10 for toothpaste.
Oh, man, this the big bristle's a racket out there.
Mike, do you have an official answer?
200,000 is a lot. That's a lot of quiche. That's a lot of money. I'll take the money.
Okay, and then just deal with the ramifications.
And what?
Well,
was your
to be fair, other people have to deal with my ramifications.
What was your answer, Andy?
You will look bad. To be clear,
no, I will smell bad.
No, you will look bad too.
Maybe
you don't brush your teeth. That's disgusting.
100% locked in whitening gum every day.
Nah, mm-hmm. That's a loophole.
Yeah,
we established the rules.
That's why you're going to be grossy McGross pants with plaque all over your teeth. Your gum.
Oh, I'm covered in plaque right now.
How much do you drink coffee every day?
I do.
Yeah, you don't brush your teeth. You know how yellow your teeth are going to be. You will have yellow.
You'll
teeth.
Start. You just drink your coffee through straw.
That's right. That's right. No teeth. No teeth
That's
touching.
Right.
No teeth touching with the
what
coffee.
What was your answer? I didn't.
I don't care.
Okay. Then take the money. All right.
Jordan from the website, would you rather have the Avengers defend you or against the Justice League, or the Justice League defend you against the Avengers?
I mean,
okay.
Dumb question.
Super dope.
Well, hold on. Name every member of the Justice League for me.
Every member of the Justice League. You got Superman. You got Batman.
Mm-hmm.
You got Green Lantern.
Aquaman.
You got Aquaman. You got
and
Wonder Woman.
And that's okay. That's the.
And they're all. I think to be clear, they're all super depressed.
I think there are actually more in the official.
That's the core.
Core.
Is Robin a part?
No.
Get out of
no,
here.
No, Robin would never be let in the Justice League.
Yeah, it's like this one. This group's for the grown ups here. Robin.
Okay,
the Avengers.
Okay, well, hold on. No, so then the Avengers, are we going, it's the movie Avengers, like the core group?
Sure. So we got Thor, we got Iron Man,
mm-hmm.
we got Black Widow, Hawkeye, Hulk.
Captain America.
Why
Captain
are we
America.
Telling people who the Avengers are?
But no, because we got to lay
the... It's the biggest movie of all time. If you don't know, this ain't an interesting question if you're just learning.
People like to hear about the Avengers, number one. I just want to know because I want it completely laid out. Because first of all, now we have 6 on 5.
Right, 6 Avengers, although 2 of them are just people.
That's okay, great, because that's where I was going with my next question.
Wait, is that Hawkeye?
Hawkeye and Black Widow.
No, I got another question for you.
Okay, okay.
Because this was a good friend of ours in the football business. I saw him, you know, getting some clicks because he put out some bait on Twitter talking about what is and what is not a superhero. Is Batman actually a superhero?
Of course.
Yeah.
Why?
Because he fights crime.
That's all it takes to be a crime, to be a superhero.
In a suit.
That's all it takes to be a vigilante. I think to be a superhero, in the words of Ariel, he's got gadgets and gizmos aplenty. And so
that's all it just takes. Machines.
I went from respecting your answer to not so quickly.
Perfection.
But the point is here is like, okay, then Iron Man is not a superhero.
That would be the follow-up. Is Iron Man actually a superhero?
I stand by my reason. You fight crime, you fight for justice, and you wear a suit. That is all you have to be able to, and you have to succeed at it.
So you don't need a superpower.
No.
To be a superhero.
No, you do not. No, you didn't.
I agree.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So your definition of superhero is you fight crime, but just in a
alter
in a
ego
cool suit.
Alter ego. You do have to have an identity.
So secret identity.
Not secret. Just an identity that isn't yours.
Right. Aquaman Aquaman does not have.
No, but they don't say Steve from the ocean. It's Aquaman. So he's got a separate identity.
So you have like a cool name.
You have to have a name, a suit, and fight crime.
A superhero name. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
The answer to the question is the Avengers. You want the Avengers
defending
you.
Oh, no, Bruce is here.
you want the Avengers defending you. And
Bruce, man!
Bruce, man! Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring to it. You want the Avengers defending you because you're on the side of fun. You're on the side of good. You're on the side of joy. They've got jokes.
Higher grossing films,
better cinematic universe.
I hate that you teased this out and it was totally worth it.
You might lose because Superman.
That's where, okay.
Superman wins. Like, you're going to die. But I want to be on the.
Have Thor, though.
I want to die on the side that is right than live on the side that is wrong.
Thor can compete with Superman.
No.
Just on the basis of being from another planet.
No. And wait a minute. I'm not even sure. They've got the Green Lantern, too, right? Yeah, I mean.
Yeah.
What does he do?
Anything
Someone
he wants.
Someone explain to me the Green
anything
Lantern.
Anything he wants.
You wear the ring.
The name's kind
of
lame.
You wear the ring, and you are part of the Lanterns, which I believe is a like an intergalactic mm-hmm. policing type of a situation.
And, okay, so people are into this. Got it.
And your superpower as a Lantern, or at least the green ones, because there are other colors of the Lantern. The Green Lantern is whatever you imagine you can create with the power of the ring. So you're like, I would like a machine gun right now. Boom, you
so
now
he's
have
kind
a machine
of,
gun.
He's basically one of the superheroes with the hacks.
Right.
So he can do
yes.
whatever.
He
like,
can do anything.
Like if you're a time travel, like there's a superheroes that
I
can
don't
just,
think he can time travel.
Like from, remember the show Heroes? There was a guy that could just always move time and you mm-hmm. were like.
Yeah, but because that was his superpower. Green correct. Lantern's superpower is not time travel.
No, but I'm saying it's a cheat code.
Yeah, Andy's point is it's just a game breaker. If you can travel in time, like you can just solve every problem.
Which is why, so you have Superman and you have the Flash, which I will die on that hill that the Flash
is the same thing as time travel.
Is more powerful than Superman.
You will die on that hill?
Yes, I will. That's super speed.
No, that's dumb.
Super speed.
Well, Superman has super
everything.
Speed.
That's why. That's why
not,
it's dumb.
Not, but he's not faster than the Flash.
He doesn't need to be faster. He can go back in time.
There is.
Is that the rotation of the Earth theory?
That I don't know that that's canon.
All right, so this is the nerdiest, the deepest we've ever gotten on any topic, and I love it. I could do this for hours, and I think we should come out with another podcast because this is great. But for everyone not tuning in to the comic booklers, my final answer is I will die with the Avengers.
I will too.
The Justice League would win a fight.
Yeah, of course.
And it hurts me to say that because the Avengers are way cooler.
Yeah, do you know how boring your life's going to be living with those DC?
At least they'll be alive.
They'll just be narrating your life in slow motion.
Darkness.
All right. Yeah. Stop talking that way, Bruce.
Stop talking like what? I'm going to call you Bruce, man.
Bruce, man. All right, Grizzly Adams from Twitter. Would you rather be a samurai, a knight, or a Viking?
Ooh.
So, fundamentally, my first thought here is that one seems more heroic to me than the others.
Yeah, the knight.
The knight.
Really?
Now, the samurai comes in number two.
I think the samurai, that's pretty heroic.
That's more noble. Well, no, not more
no,
noble.
No, not more noble than a knight, because samurais...
knights are noble. Knights are heroes. Knights yes. are defenders. Samurais
so
are
samurai.
No, samurais are noble. Samurais are defenders. They're very similar.
And a samurai, I believe, can actually fight where a knight can just be covered in gigantic armor. And
a knight
like,
would beat a samurai, I think.
No, a samurai would win, sure.
Listen,
no,
it's
no armor.
Really going to depend on the individual. There are knights that would lose to a samurai, and there
that's
are
fair.
Knights that would beat a samurai. The armor is...
Could a Viking win in this situation just due to ferocity and alcohol consumption?
It is possible. It is definitely possible, though. The Vikings
are the opposite of a knight. No, no armor, no honor. They are just going to Valhalla.
Yeah, they kind of took what they wanted, though knights, I guess, kind of did that too.
They want to die.
Vikings?
Yeah.
No, I think they
I mean,
want to live.
They're okay with it.
I think that all. I think a knight and a
There's
samurai
a nobility
are as well.
To that. Yeah. No, I agree.
Like on the
you
field
said
of
a knight
battle.
Is as well
as what.
The honor of honoring death for all three, you think?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that is the one thing they all have in common, like, other than propensity to kill.
Like in their individualized group, like to die on the field of battle would be an honor. Hmm. That is a noble death.
Now, this question is not who would win in a fight or what is better.
It's
this
what
question
you'd rather
is
be.
What would we rather be? So,
okay.
Like, you could still be like, hey, I'm going to be a Viking.
I'm a knight.
Yeah, that makes it. Are you a paladin?
I want to be horseback,
yeah.
And I want to be, you know, a defender. That's as close. The knight is the superhero of the Middle Ages. That's as close as you get.
In Europe, I mean, I feel like a samurai would be like
that's
very
fine.
Similar over in Asia.
Yeah, but what do they ride?
I was going to ask. Did samurais act? Do they have horses?
I believe they had dragons. That's from what the movies I've seen,
especially the one with Matt Damon.
What was he doing?
My go-to source for Asian history is Matt Damon.
Well, no, sometimes it's Tom Cruise. Don't forget Tom Cruise.
What are we doing?
We got problems. But seriously, do they ride anything? Because that could change the equation.
They ride the wind. No, I don't. I don't think they do.
I don't know.
Do samurai ride horse?
I feel like there's horses.
Why are you not pluralizing them? Samurai ride horse. Yeah. Why did you say that?
I don't know. I didn't even understand what you were criticizing me of until I said it in my head again. Do samurai ride horse?
Wait, are samurai plural samurai?
I think
samurais. Yeah. I would put the S on.
That's
okay. Another question. What is the plural?
It might be the samurai. Oh, it could be
ride horse.
So I was right because I was talking about one.
Okay.
Do samurai? I don't know what's going
on.
But
about
it is
one,
the plural. The plural is.
There's no
samurai.
S? Okay.
The samurai.
Okay.
Yeah.
We got somewhere.
All right.
We've got one piece of information.
I'm gonna lock in knight.
Horses were their special weapons. Speaking of samurai, so they both have horses. I'm locking in a Viking.
There's a lot.
Are we going to be all three different in
this one?
There's
a lot of boat riding when you're a Viking.
That's
fine. A lot of rowing.
Yeah.
He should be hiding.
There's
up
a lot
on
of
the...
partying and doing, you know, look.
Viking things.
Yeah, there's other things.
Doing Viking
great.
Things. I've watched, I just finished watching
Lost Kingdom.
Like about a year ago, Vikings, which was a great show, and The Lost Kingdom, which deals with Vikings. So like I'm more in that world right now, and I don't want to have all the rules of knighthood.
There are samurai, I believe, and same there. Incredible rules because you serve the emperor.
Now the Vikings, unfortunately, only have a square table. No round table.
That is true. They have not mastered carpentry quite the same.
Mike, do you have one that is romanticized more for you here?
Now, they're all cool. Definitely. They're all cool. I think I would go with the samurai, though.
If the Vikings were from How to Train a Dragon, that's the one I would go with. But
because I want to ride a dragon. Yeah.
That's why you went samurai. Well, one of these guys, can a knight ride a dragon? Because it seems like only Viking and samurai have that option.
Yeah, that's a great question. We have all chosen a different one, Al, so you need to weigh in.
I'm going knight.
Okay, Brooksy?
Going samurai.
Okay. See? So we got one Viking to rule them all.
Yes.
You won't be alive long, but you'll have a great life.
That's exactly right. 100%. Yeah.
I wasn't talking about this situation.
Oh, no, I know. Just me. I won't be alive much longer, but my life is pretty fantastic.
Do we have time for one more of these?
We sure do.
Okay, Darren from the website. Would you rather be able to grow a full head of hair but not be able to grow any facial hair, or be able to grow facial hair and be bald?
So I have a problem on my neck.
And what's, on your neck?
Well,
it is my neck.
On the neck area is my neck. And
okay.
This is a problem. The more men.
It's a family thing?
Yeah, it really is. We don't.
So
have,
Ron has this problem?
Ron has this problem.
Does
I don't know
he
if
know?
He knows it. No, I don't know. he listens, so, you know, hey, Pops.
We got a problem.
We got a problem in our family tree. I kind of see it in. Even in my young sons, it's not like.
Uh-oh.
Like, I'm overweight, right?
What?
And so. thank you for your shock. So I've got, you know, some extra neck. My chin, my jawline, and like the chin is
they
not.
They call that bonus neck.
Yeah, I've got bonus neck. And the problem is even when I was thin.
You still had bonus neck?
I still had bonus neck.
Really?
Like a little. It's just not the most flattering area. So the beard helps a ton here.
So right. You didn't know. I've known you for a long time. You didn't always have a beard.
No, but I did always have. I didn't always have a beard, but I didn't have a really great jawline. Even when I was in great shape, I had kind of that little jowl that I.
They call that Ron's jowl, right?
Right, Ron's jowl. So I have to shave my head here, have a nice beard, and really the truth is that's what I'm going to be in a couple years. So this question is just, would you like to do that now? And I would say sure.
I can't imagine. I mean, I think I'd be okay without the facial hair and keep the head of hair upstairs because that's normal or more normal.
Wait, which is normal?
To have a head of hair and then you don't have facial hair.
I feel like the
a lot of people don't have, I mean, a lot of men shave their face.
Yeah. But I think as you get older.
Not on accident, like on purpose.
As you get older, it would be more common to have at least some facial hair while lacking a head of hair. And obviously you wouldn't be like cue ball bald.
More common, but can you imagine how impressive it'll be when I'm, 83 and I've got like a thick head of hair.
Yeah, it does say you get a full head of hair in exchange for not being able to grow facial hair.
Although that would be really weird after a certain point though, right? Because no one's going to believe it's real.
Right, like
if I'm 93 years old and I've got a John Stamos mane.
Yeah, then you're wearing a wig.
Right, and they'll be like, pull on it. Yeah, they'll think you are.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just already prepared for no hair up top, so.
Okay, Mike, final answer for you. You've been bearded as long as I know you.
I would keep the facial hair. If it really came down to it.
You'd go bald?
I got to make, yeah.
How close have you been?
I've been shaved head many times.
You have
times.
Been shaved head?
Yeah.
So you know what shape is underneath there.
Yeah, the head, the shape of my head is okay.
It's all right?
It's definitely passable. I can be a shaved head guy. Face with no beard, not as much. I don't have a bonus neck.
Right.
I have, but.
But you don't have a strong, but I don't like have, you got yeah, the strong enough chin?
The chin is very small.
Mm. Okay.
And then I'd have to look into the chin implants and
wait,
all
is
that.
There a chin implant?
Oh, yeah, brother.
Dude, maybe I'll shave. Because I think that would help my bonus neck. I
they
think
also
it's...
can de-neck.
What? Wait, for real?
They could do whatever you want, man. Yeah.
I didn't know. You could de-neck?
It's only 50-50 how it works out.
Okay,
but
someone
you
get
can
me the,
begin the procedure.
That's fine. Someone get me the name of this procedure. Because I'm sure it's not called de-neck.
No, they're
if I can get the medical term, I will take a couple weeks off and I'll be back post-surgery.
It's actually a jowloscopy.
A jowloscopy. Mm. All right.
All right, we are moving on. Spitwads, did you know that browsing online using incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy?
What?
That's right, Mike. Without added security, you might as well be just giving all your private data to hackers, advertisers, your ISP, prying eyes. Just hand it over, Mike.
Ah.
Hand it all over.
Ah, crap.
That's why we use IPVanish, their VPN, to make it easy to stay truly private and secure on the internet. You can safely browse the internet by trusting IPVanish to encrypt 100% of your data. Your private details, they're yours, Mike. Your passwords, yours. Your communications, also yours. Browsing history, that's mine. Nope, just kidding, it's yours. Trust IPVanish to protect you, and they've got an incredible offer, 70% off their yearly plan for our listeners with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's like 9 months for free. So go to IPVanish.com/ballers and use the promotional code BALLERS and claim your 70% savings. That's IPVanish.com/ballers.
Is this real life?
All right. I will share my story with you first.
Please do.
We are each reflecting on the modern times. Mike's smile. I want that to kind of be the punctuation mark of this segment. I want to find that out. But my story is just kind of ridiculous. It happened out here in Arizona. And here's the headline.
Oh, gosh.
New York City man.
Okay.
Rescued twice in 2 days on Arizona hikes.
Oh, no.
So
what?
A New York City man needed to be rescued twice on consecutive days while hiking in a northern Arizona mountain range.
Those big city fellas.
And now he's urging other people to pay more attention to the weather this winter.
Oh, my
God. After the second time.
After the second time.
Wait, this winter? He got stuck in the winter in Arizona?
He went. The thought process to me of being helicoptered off a mountain, rescued by actual, you know, professionals, only to return to said mountain next day.
I got this.
To do it again.
You got to conquer it.
To then need to call 911 again.
Oh, my gosh.
How bad was he feeling the decision on day two to be like,
did he bring a disguise?
He's got the Groucho Marx glasses.
I'm a totally different hiker.
He's just grabbing the mud and rubbing it on his face to hide. Oh, man.
Or he's just taking a rock and bashing his leg.
I mean,
he's like, no, this is totally a broken leg this time.
Now, from what I understand on this story, if I want to try to paint it in the right picture for him, I think what he did is he went out the next day and started earlier than the day before when he got stranded.
Okay.
But he just miscalculated again.
Wow.
Which I think they charge you for those rescues.
I believe so.
Fool me once.
Yeah, so, I think that's an expensive hike.
So now one of the people that helped him, they did say, I really respect Phil's perseverance. I hope he's able to make it to the top someday.
Well, maybe he did on day three, right? We didn't hear if he called again.
Unfortunately, he did expire on day three.
All right.
That's my real life story.
My article is perfect for today's episode 187.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's an article in Comeuppance. Rooster with knife kills owner during banned cockfight. This is...
What?
What? Cockfighting is illegal.
Right.
Because that's awful to make these roosters
fight each other.
Fight each other to the death. But in these underground rings, they still do it.
With except knives?
Apparently, they've taken it to the next level. And they have given roosters knives.
Wing? Do they go wing or foot?
I have to believe it would be wing.
It's easier to tape it onto the foot.
That's what, because the roosters fight with their feet and their talons.
Do they really?
Yes.
They didn't really.
Yeah, getting slapped.
They don't peck each other.
Getting slapped with a feather is not going to do very much.
Okay, so looking at the article, it was indeed tied to the leg.
Yes,
I thought it would be the wing. Fight.
So they. There's so many layers here.
I thought it would be the wing because they're flapping and slashing. But but apparently I am wrong.
So they... But then he killed the owner?
He killed the owner.
Oh, I mean... The,
yeah, what? It's pretty sad.
The owner thinking this can't be happening at the very end?
I have to believe that this man did not want to have that rooster kill him. But, yeah, unfortunately, got a groin slash.
Oh, so it cut an artery.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So, moral of the story is if you're going to have a rooster fight, don't give it a knife because they become far more dangerous.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Well, that's ridiculous. R.I.P.
Yeah.
Mike?
I have the turkey neck.
Right.
Maybe that's where they should attach the knife. What is that? The giblet.
I think came that's up with?
Not at all.
No.
We had discovered that at one point, and I've forgotten. It was a funny word.
Pretty sure it's.
All right. So my article, Andy, I'm sure you've been hit with this one quite a few times on the Twitter sphere as well.
It's a snood, isn't it?
Oh, is that what it was?
I'm seeing the waddle.
There's a waddle and a snood. What's They're near each other. Hmm. I'm not sure which is which.
So anyways, right. on Twitter, people have been tagging me in this article, making sure that I was aware of what's going on. And I saw that you were also tagged because the East Coast of the United States of America, there's a problem.
There is.
There is a problem.
You feel better about living in Arizona now?
A little bit, because there is a Juro problem. Because there
not
is
not a churro problem,
no,
Jason.
It's definitely not a churro problem, but they're large and eye-catching, bright yellow, blue, and red, about the size of a human adult's palm.
And there's millions of them, right?
And I'm talking about the East Coast could soon be invaded by parachuting spiders.
I didn't know the parachuting part.
Yes, because they can, in fact, they form parachutes from their webs. They could travel up to 50
for 50 to 100 miles away with the with the wind.
And they just land on you.
Well, they could land. No, they say they're not harmful.
If you guys knew what is happening to my body right now, if you could feel what I am feeling.
I will tell you, Mike, the other day Jason told me that for the first time in years, he actually had a nightmare.
Oh, no.
Where he woke up and couldn't get back to sleep because he was so afraid.
Was it about the spiders?
And it was about spiders.
It was just thousands of tarantulas climbing out of these holes everywhere, and I could not get back to sleep.
Well, you should be comforted. These are parachutes.
Oh, yeah, they parachute, and they do have a 77% higher heart rate, which means that when they're exposed to like low temperatures, they're not as likely to die. So if you're hoping,
so they're immortal.
If you're hoping that the cold is going to take them out, but
I'm feeling weird, but, and I'm not you, Jason.
But the scientists have said that they're not dangerous.
Yes, they are. Yes, they. You stupid scientists. You don't know how spiders work.
Well, you think they've said that they're like
they can't. These are the ones that actually can't bite you because they're. Their the jaws are too small. No, that's legit.
Oh, is it?
They legit have too small of
that
fangs.
That doesn't matter. They're palm-sized. They're palm-sized spiders. Do you know a much more dangerous situation in America is heart conditions. Heart attacks kill so many people, and these spiders are going to just
cause heart attacks?
Wreck the East Coast. I pray they
well,
stay
just
the
listen
East.
To Nancy Hinkle, who says it's wonderful. This is exciting. Spiders are our friends because they'll be catching.
What do you think
the,
of Nancy?
They'll
oh,
be catching
Nancy's
all the
gonna get it. Look, the spiders are coming for Nancy right now. They are going to send a message. I mean, that's one of those things you just don't say out loud because you know that you're gonna get yours, Nancy.
You would have a problem with my wife because she has prohibited certain killing of spiders due to her affections for them.
Is it because they take out the other bugs?
They're just doing what they do, Mike. They're just part of nature. They just live, and they're just trying to do their jobs.
Yeah, I mean, when I smash one, I'm doing my part of nature as well,
protecting
yeah.
your children,
yeah,
from evil.
If I had a magic lamp.
Who needs
with a
eight legs? Come on.
I genuinely think I would spend one of my wishes on removing all spiders from the face of
oh,
the earth.
Oh, man. You'd have so many flies.
I don't care what it would do to the ecosystem or the circle of life or the environment. Whatever repercussions happen, I am happy to have them if spiders are gone.
If you had to, the local wizard comes along and says, for the rest of your life, you have to have an animal in your backyard, and you had to choose between 10 tarantulas or 10 tigers. Which
10 tigers without a doubt. Without a doubt. There's not even a close. That's not even in consideration.
One tarantula or 10 tigers?
10 tigers. 10 tigers for
I like,
sure.
I like that he has.
You could hunt the one tarantula.
He has.
Oh, no, I couldn't. Oh, I promise that cannot happen. I could never.
You could put on your night gear.
I would die on my way to
I
it.
Think he has a bigger phobia of tarantulas than spiders.
Like, yes.
From
yes.
zero to spiders, he goes the double amount from spiders to tarantulas.
I like that we're talking about magical things that could come in. It's like, hey, you get a wish. And instead of, oh, I wish I weren't afraid of spiders and tarantulas,
it's kill
it is
them
in fact,
all.
No, I would like to remove them from the earth.
I believe I've been given this fear for a reason, and it is to take them out. I will follow my heart, Mike. Thank you. And I will be a hero to me and my kind of arachnophobics.
That story has been out there, and it is shocking, and I would not be looking forward to it.
The webs are very big.
I was shocked at the scale of everything.
This is not going to happen for real, right? I know that I've seen the article headlines.
They say Florida is really where they're starting. Are you going there soon?
Yeah, when is this supposed to happen, genuinely? Does it say in the article? This is education.
They crossed the Atlantic in the sky.
Oh. Well, they've been
Where did
here.
They come from? Where did these monsters?
Japan. They are native from Japan. They arrived in the United States around 2013, likely riding on a shipping container.
Shipping container.
And it takes a while for the foreign animal to start replicate or not spawning and all that stuff and eventually take over.
They needed enough human hosts to begin replicating.
Oh my gosh. I am done, man. I am absolutely done. This is the worst most horrific article, and the fact that it's real life is...
Oh, I may or may not have just made sure that Brooks knew operating the cameras. Don't just do my own shot when I'm reading my article.
If you thought COVID was fun, wait for these spiders. All right, it's time to draft.
Spitwads, listen to the new Audible original, Summer in Argyle, created and written by Nate Odenkirk and his father, Emmy Award winner Bob Odenkirk. Just pop in those earbuds and visit the town of Argyle, Ohio. It's a place that celebrates the spirit of close enough and enjoys both an annual hot dog eating contest and an annual murder. Hear about Argyle's darkest secret, the mysterious death of a magnificent bowler who never bowled and instead warmed the bench the way Argyle folk love. Explore the town's hot spots like the DMV, that's also a fancy restaurant and the world's largest lost and found, or get stitched up by the local surgeon who's also a magician. Soon you'll be in stitches from performances by a cast that includes comedy greats like David Cross, Tim Robinson, Paul F. Tompkins, and more. This is one hot dog murder comedy with everything on it. Visit audible.com/summerinargyle and listen now. #summerinargyle.
The Spitballers Draft.
We are drafting the worst food. Did you just
I mean, I'm feeling them everywhere. Oh, my body is crawling in spiders right now.
He just scratched his leg.
Yeah, just like, okay, those are spiders.
The worst foods to eat in the car, which I think will be very funny. Jason, you have the first pick. There are some foods that, look, it might not be conducive to highway driving, might not be conducive for the old commute.
Let me say this. My first pick, the highway, is going to be where I want it.
Okay, because you want to.
Because I do not want stop and go traffic while trying to eat my hot soup.
Oh man, that was my number one pick.
Of course it is, because unlike most things that could make a mess either of your hands or your shirt, this could scald you. This is not only difficult to eat, not only two-handed, not only could stain and make a mess, but also could be very, very dangerous. Could you imagine, like, you get in a fender bender? Okay, that sucks. And you've got to deal with all that. Now you got a bowl of hot soup on your crotch, just scalding away.
You know, people like put soup in a thermos.
Still risky.
Yeah, I mean, eventually you got to open it to eat it, right?
I mean, you could just, you have the little click button.
Just drink my soup. It's not.
Yes, there's some.
Wait, you're just going to drink. How do you eat your soup, Jason? Well, I mean,
with a spoon.
There's some mass to the soup. It's not broth. Wait, he didn't say hot broth.
You only drink your soup?
It's a liquid, so you are technically drinking it.
No. But do you use a spoon?
Sometimes. Sometimes I just go right out the bowl.
Maybe the very end.
The chicken and the noodles and all that, the vegetables in it or whatever else is in your soup?
I'm talking more about tomato. But yeah, if watch me at lunch. I'll be drinking out of the bowl.
I want to see if you ever use a spoon.
I want to see him say, "Oh, drats," when all of the meat, all the meat and contents of the soup are at the bottom. And he's like, "There's no broth left." All right, I will go with what I think would be a ridiculous food to try to pull off in a vehicle, which is fondue.
Oh,
I'm going with fondue because fondue by necessity, you have to dip.
You need a heating source of
some
kind?
You need to heat cheese or chocolate to a hot level.
Is there any other fondues?
Well, yeah, there's a broth where you cook meat in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, which you would just drink straight
That's
out.
Called a fondue?
That is still fondue, yeah.
When you're just boiling something?
That is. If you've got a fondue pot and you got a stick in there, yeah.
But so if you're thinking hot cheese, hot chocolate, you are going. I mean, every single one's a dip. You got to carry it across the car. And then if you spill, you are also getting scalded.
That's a good pick. The drips are going to be a real problem.
The drips
there
are real.
Because
thank you.
It's not like most things that you think are going to drip on you while you're eating in a car, they drip from where you're eating. You don't have to reach.
Right.
But on that's a real problem. I like that. That wasn't even on my list.
All right.
Yeah, it was not on my list as well.
Mike, you've got a couple of delicious picks.
I do. And this first one is, it's known to be messy. I mean, like, if you go to a place for this, they will often give you, like, a
a bib.
Dang. That was my next one.
And I will take barbecue ribs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my 102 as well.
Because, come on, the second you touch ribs, there is sauce not only where you grabbed it. You can go thumb, index finger. It doesn't matter. Your whole entire hand is now covered in barbecue sauce.
And for rib noobs out there, there's no point in trying to be careful with ribs. The better thing to do is just embrace it.
Yes.
Now, so some ground rules here. You got a 20-minute drive. You got to finish what you're eating here.
Okay.
So you got to get through it all. Ribs is an outstanding choice. I'm right up there at the top.
So I'm going with the super messy barbecue ribs. Now, this one I'm – oh, Andy's cackling over here.
I just thought of another one.
Okay. So this one to me, like, of course there are ways – You could like, well, we could have it pre-prepared. But no, I'm talking about it's fresh, and you would need a tool just to get into this food. And imagining someone driving down the freeway, cracking open lobster was just so funny to me. Imagining seeing someone riding shotgun.
Absolutely.
They got the cracker.
Yeah. They got to have their lobster.
Just smashing a claw open.
Dipping it into butter.
That was on my short list, Mike.
It's on my list.
Both of those picks would have been my next picks up for sure.
I feel like I could go like 6 or 7 rounds here. Oh. I have so much.
So I think with this pick, it's in the same vein as the barbecue ribs pick. It's just not made to be eaten in the car.
Right.
It's messy to begin with. You're going to make mistakes. Spaghetti and meatballs.
Yeah.
I'm going spaghetti and meatballs.
There's no way you are one-handing spaghetti and meatballs.
Which is really what this test is. Can you do the one-hand eating of spaghetti and meatballs? You can try to twist the fork, but you got to get a meatball in there and some sauce.
I think I could one-hand it.
But
I don't think I could one-hand
from
it.
From the lap?
Yeah, from the lap. I think I could one-hand it, twirl, and eat. But I still think that the odds of me leaving that car without spaghetti sauce on my body is 1%. 1% chance of me escaping without marinara.
All right. So that is my pick. Jason, you are back.
The key to this draft is picturing someone driving a car, trying to eat some cheese fondue.
Yeah.
or a full rack of ribs.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Okay, so I am up, and this one is also funny to me because of the experience, and this probably should not be eaten in a car.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with...
Don't tell me how to live.
But... I'm going to go with a flambé. So if you're not...
a flambé?
If you're not familiar
with flambé,
it's on fire. It's basically a glazed steak that is lit on fire. So you're driving down the car, just right in the car. Right. I mean, you can't get away from this fire. There's a steering wheel here.
Could you light the flambé with the old school cigarette lighter? Would that work?
I think it would. I think absolutely. What if you can light a cigarette, you can light a steak. If you can light a cigarette, light a steak.
What is done to the flambé to make it so flammable?
I think it's an alcohol-based glaze. So you just
it's gasoline.
It's gasoline. Oh, delicious. But that one cracked me up, just the idea of...
Sure, that's outstanding.
Just having an open flame in the car. And I am up again. What do I have? I've got hot soup. I've got flambé. Do I want to go funny picture? Do I want to go... Oh, there's so many ways I could go here. But I'm just going to go with something I love. No.
Oh, man.
Oh, this is tough. This is tough.
You are twisted.
I have so many options here, and they're all good, but I feel like whatever I'm going to take isn't going to be my best one. Got to really think through this.
How funny it would be.
Thank you.
The mess.
This one is so... I'm going to... I'm really struggling. Really, really struggling. I'm going to go with... all right, I want it. This isn't the best thing.
What is happening?
Are you like simultaneously drafting and hungry and one trying to pick which one you want?
What's more delicious? All right. I'm going with... I'm going to take a pick here, is what I'm going to do.
Okay. And that pick,
and that pick is going to be... I have gone back and forth through five things I'm going with. Tostadas.
We waited all that time for tostadas.
I told you I was going to make the wrong one. I have like four better options. I have at least four better options
isn't
on my list.
Is tostada very similar to your Crunchwrap?
No, but that's the, it's 100%.
It's uncovered.
It's, the Crunchwrap is covered.
Can't you just fold it over?
No, a tostada is a hard, crunchy shell.
Okay.
So this is like... Like, think about how hard it is, genuinely. I said I won't eat like a supreme taco on the drive because it's going to barf out the back.
Yes.
But at least there it's half wrapped. It's covered. A tostada that is...
Is a tostada a flat taco?
It's an open-faced, flat, hard, crunchy shell that you then pile up a bunch of meat, cheese, sour cream,
gotcha,
and everything on this shell. You can't... If you eat a tostada, which is delicious, if you eat a tostada...
Pro tostada.
I am very pro.
It's pro tostada. It is a flat taco.
It is a flat, hard-shelled, open-faced taco. And if you eat one at a restaurant, look at your plate. Look at your plate
sure.
when you are
now
done.
Put
and
your
you
lap
now
there,
have a
yeah.
taco salad on your plate. And so that is going to be all over you. And that
okay.
was a terrible pick.
All right. I will go with... Are you done with yours? You did
both? He has one more.
Oh,
no, I went flambe.
Oh, yeah. He's done with his round. Sorry, I wasn't trying to trick you.
We're sure about that. Al?
You are
I
up.
Have a history.
You're on the clock.
All right, I will. I'm going to go with the Sloppy Joe.
Mm.
I
mean, oh, it's on my
the
list.
Name.
Dude.
It's in the
I
name.
I know. It's
It's
right
already
there.
A problem when you're not driving, right?
Yeah.
It's and not
made
for...
I
made for
them extra sloppy.
Yeah, I mean, you can't. How many bites of a Sloppy Joe do you get before you get the first plop?
Two.
Two?
You can get two.
You can
make
two.
It two.
I can
You've
make
made
it, to two.
It two.
I've made it to two because I'm...
That's probably a bad Sloppy Joe.
You're 100% right.
Yeah.
I mean, a really well-prepared Sloppy Joe will never make it to two.
So that's... I mean, you got a problem.
Yes, yeah, Sloppy...
That's way better than a tostada.
Yeah, I mean, you could have saved tostada for your fourth
because
pick.
Sloppy Joe sauce...
Yeah.
That has some kind of red food coloring dye in it that if that touches... anything
mm-hmm.
you're not getting that color at.
I'm not sure I know what's in a Sloppy Joe. Is that hamburger?
Yes,
I believe so. Okay. And then a seasoned sauce of some
yeah.
kind
yeah
with red food
with
coloring
red food coloring
red number five.
All right, Mike, you are back up. You have to make your final two picks.
Okay, I know one for sure, so and I'm struggling a little bit here with the second one, but but the okay. but then also I'll take the number one pick. Or not the number one overall, but the first pick I'm going to take a chili cheese dog.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right. A good one.
Yeah, a good one. Because, look, number one.
It's like a foot long?
Delicious.
Yeah.
A chili cheese dog is great. It's also a young man's game. Because like this is a twofer. So if you're on a road trip, number one, your car's going to be a disaster. You're going to be messy. And
number two is number two.
100% where I was going. I'm not sure if people will correlate that of like, if you're on a road trip and you're eating a chili dog, you're stopping on the side of the road. I hope you have one of those little kid portable toilets.
Yeah, because this is going to be a blowout. And we're not talking about your tire. We're talking about your booty.
Yes.
Oh. All right, so that's a good one. Chili cheese dog.
All right, and I'm going to go. I'm between two picks, but I'm going to go with the one that is – I think the funnier visual of imagining someone driving down the freeway, because we're talking about imagine trying to one hand something.
Yeah, you're eating this the whole drive.
You
have to eat it the whole drive.
You cannot possibly one hand this. I'm taking a good old fashioned corn on the cob.
Oh, that's what I wanted. That was going to be my last pick. That was the one I wanted to take three times, and I didn't because it was so simple. But 100%, you can't eat a corn on the cob
no,
with one hand.
Cannot.
And if it's fresh out of the pot, it's boiling hot.
Just imagining someone who
trying
has
to get
that,
some butter on
who,
it.
Who has the actual like?
Oh yeah, the tongs.
The tongs, the
or,
corn holders.
Yeah, I know what
whatever,
you're talking about.
Whatever they're called. Did you guys ever have like fun ones growing
oh,
up?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh yeah.
What did you? What you?
Mine
have?
Were corn. Mine
were corn too.
All right. You had corn holders going
Blah.
In.
Yeah, it was very. They, you know, the corn was attacking the corn.
We had the Mickey and Minnie.
growing up in the Disney house, of course.
Did you have enough for everybody, or did somebody have to fight for the good ones?
Nope. Everyone had enough. We were the house of four. So
yeah.
The visual that made me laugh so much when I put that on my list was the idea of someone trying to eat it one-handed, because there's only one way you can eat a corn on the cob one-handed. You got to just grip the whole buttery corn on the cob. And
right.
Just...
And what would that look like, Jason?
Nice try, Mike.
All right. That's a great pick. Is it back to me?
It is.
All right. Well, I'm going to go a little left field here.
That was my last pick.
And you got to eat this in the car. You got to find a way to eat it. And for some reason, I'm trying to picture somebody figuring out how to eat a whole pineapple. I don't think eating a whole pineapple is going to be very easy, because it's already sharp. So you've got an object in the car like a pincushion. Then you need a knife, right? You got to have a big old knife to slice open this pineapple while you're driving. That's not legal. So I will go with the whole pineapple to finish it out.
I believe it's been talked about probably on this podcast, but we're on 187, so who knows? But the pineapple slicer, I don't know if that's the official name of it.
Do you have one of those?
Yes.
Oh, let me Amazon this
thing. They're awesome.
And so all you have to do is you cut off the top of the pineapple, and then the tool is like a tube with two sharp edges, and you just screw it in.
So it makes the little circles.
It cores it.
Those are very inexpensive.
You screw it in, and then you pull out, and then you have just fresh pineapple that's right there for you to eat. It takes preparing a pineapple from like an arduous task to like very simple. And
what's your affiliate code on these?
FFit, man. Amazon.com.
Wow. These are very – I don't have one of these, and I need one.
You do need one.
Oh, you've got one, Al?
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like you're
the only one that does not have one.
Not a sponsor.
Jason?
But a
you've
life-changing...
You've got a pineapple core?
I've had one in the past. I don't have one now, but I need to because I can...
Did yours break?
Yeah.
Mine broke. I had a cheap one that
now,
broke,
do I
too.
Get the one with the upgraded reinforced thicker blade?
Yes. Yeah, well, did you listen to what we just said? They break.
We had the cheap plastic ones that broke because I wasn't sure if it was going to be all that great. But it is, if you like pineapple...
Okay.
A life-changing tool.
Would it have helped in the car?
I mean, you're
still a challenge.
There's just pineapple juices everywhere.
I want somebody trying to get that pineapple open without a knife in the car.
Oh,
just banging it on the dash,
biting into it straight into the
impossible.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you don't have tostada left to pick.
I don't. Man, I messed that one up. I should never. I've got four better options here. All right, I am well prepared now. I am going to take
a curved tostada.
This is yes, exactly.
Soft shell tostada.
Most of these things have been either messy or difficult to deal with. This is maybe neither. I think you could easily eat this one-handed with a fork. But there's a different problem. And when I get...
Smell?
Yeah, it's the smell.
Okay.
I don't think I want a sea bass in my car having a nice, stinky filet of fish just get into that car the next time. And
you're not shaking that smell for a lot of drives.
No, there's
maybe
nothing
ever
worse
if you
than
spill
when
it.
You get into a car. This happened to me this last week. I go to take my kids to school in the morning. We go and we get in the car and it was like... Whoa!
Sea bass?
No. Darn it, I ate sea bass in the car again. No, but you get in a car and you're like, what is that smell?
Did Dad brush?
And it was just so gross. And then, you know, there's some garbage on the floor.
It's McDonald's.
And, you know, you think it might be. And so you take that out and you clear it. And it's like, man, I hope that there was a towel in there too. Maybe, you know, from like the gym. And I'm like, how bad do I stink? So I take that stuff out and then I go and I, you know, later I come to work, I get back in the car. It's just awful. And then when we get home, we figured out what it was. There was a to-go food from a restaurant that had been...
Oh, you forgot it in
the
car.
It went under a seat.
No.
And so there was a hole just... But there's nothing worse than a car that just reeks. You feel like throwing up the whole time. So
that's a very good redemption pick from the tostada.
Yeah, I wanted to go...
I thought you were going to try to trap us and, like, go, like, some alcohol and get yourself a DUI.
Oh, that yeah, that's something you don't. But that's not really eating.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wanted to go cereal because I think that would be bad. But that's, it's so similar to my hot soup.
Right.
Yeah. I had some other final. I had s'mores. I didn't think that would be very easy. I thought a well done steak would be a problem.
Oh yeah, that'd
be funny
to
watch.
Into.
I was between corn on the cob and buffalo wings for my final.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. I have on my list fajitas. They come out all, and you got to make them right. They don't just come pre-made.
No,
you got to.
They burn a hole in your leather.
Yeah, that would be a bad one. Nature made granola bars.
Okay, oh those, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Those
yeah, yeah.
are not
yes.
something you want to eat in a bed or a car. Because
the best part of those is that they're already split for multiple people.
Yes.
All the time.
Yeah, pre-cut.
Yeah, yeah, because you never open one that's
full. Did you have any
full.
Others, Al or Brooksy?
My simplest pick was just Cheetos.
Yeah, that's not easy.
Because you don't eat Cheetos in the car.
Powdered donuts.
Mm.
Delicious. Yeah,
a lot of messy food lists had ice cream, but I would have no issue.
Oh, an ice cream cone?
I could figure that out.
I don't know.
That's a skill-based challenge. Al? Did you have anything that we forgot?
I was just going to go with Cheetos, but...
Yeah.
Yep.
Brooksy?
Nothing. You guys got them.
All right.
What did we learn today?
Well, I'll start here while you guys think about it. We all obviously learned a lot, like we do on every episode.
Yeah, we did.
But I think what I learned most today is that, and maybe this is news to you, but I think you want tostadas for dinner tonight, Jason.
guilty as charged. what I learned today is that home prices are about to go up in Arizona as the entire East Coast moves west to evade the spiders taking over the continent.
And I believe we cracked the case that Big Bristles is just, they're just stealing your money.
Big Bristles.
Yeah, don't go to the
Watch
dentist.
Out. Yeah, and I've got one of those pineapple cores coming, so.
Oh, yes.
Looking forward to that.
Enjoy.
That'll do it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in at SpitballersPod on Twitter. Tell your friends about the show.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out SpitballersPod.com.